Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today going to be mainly sunny. We'll have highs around 52 lakeside, maybe 60 degrees further west. Kenosha right now, the temperature 41. It is 47 in Burlington. Milwaukee, it's 42 and 41 degrees in Racine. More than 50 people gathered outside of Congressman Paul Ryan's downtown Racine office yesterday, just as the House was voting on that plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Common Cause of Wisconsin, said the focus now turns to the Senate, putting pressure on Senator Ron Johnson.
And Senator Ron Johnson has been saying many of the right things. In fact, he has been saying that he could not support the previous version of the House bill, let alone the version that's become even worse in the last couple of weeks. What our goal would be is to hold him accountable for that position, right? And to make him do the right thing in the U.S. Senate.
Mike Frontier of Racine Interfaith Coalition and, of course, on the school board said the vote marks the beginning of the next phase, and he asked when will the churches say enough is enough. Three homes and a business in Waterford evacuated for about an hour Thursday. A 2-inch gas line was struck by a contractor in the 400 block of East Division Street. Once the gas was shut off, the evacuation order was lifted. Fire in a smoker forced a Mount Pleasant restaurant to close for the day Thursday. South Shore fire crews called out to Heartland Smokehouse on Durand Avenue. Fire did not spread beyond the smokers. The restaurant back in business today. The Racine County Coalition Against Human Trafficking is promoting the I-94 project, reaching out to area hotels, truck stops, and various businesses along the I to participate in training about human trafficking indicators and resources in the event a potential victim shows up. Executive Director Carrie Hammack said that the goal is to create the largest amount of awareness to date along the interstate corridor. To go along with that, the I-94 project volunteers are going to be hosting a pancake breakfast June the 3rd from 8 a.m. till noon at the Living Light Christian Church, 740 College Avenue downtown. The I-94 project and Fight to End Exploitation, partnering up with the nationally known band Well Known Strangers and the Route 20 Bar and Grill in Ives Grove, a kickoff event June the 10th, 6 p.m. Info is available at the webpage. A Racine man accused of being the driver of a car that slammed into a building, fatally injuring a passenger, has pleaded guilty now to homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle. 21-year-old Dartavian Watson to be sentenced on July the 6th. Watson speeding on Mound Avenue in October of 2015, the vehicle crossing 6th Street, then slamming into an apartment building. Passenger in the front seat died later at a hospital. Racine Police asking community owners and residents sign up for the community camera program. Help them to solve crimes.
According to a news release, video surveillance is one of the best methods for catching criminals and convicting suspects caught in the act of committing a crime. Many businesses and residents already have surveillance systems, but the police are not always aware of who has those systems. By signing up for the community camera program, you will help investigators quickly identify cameras that may have captured an incident. You would only be contacted if police believe there was criminal activity in the area, and officers would then request access to your camera footage. Registration for the community camera program is available online at the website cityofracine.org/rpdccp registration. There are currently more than 400 cameras registered in the city of Racine. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And there was a ribbon cutting and dedication ceremony held in the lobby of the Racine Public Safety Building last evening for a new wall of honor for the city officers, a dozen of them who died in the line of duty over the years, plus the unveiling of a new museum dedicated to the history of the department. Back in 2005, efforts began to recover some of the history of the police department. Creation of the Racine Police Department Historical Society was a part of that. Lieutenant Bill Maceman said the department was founded back in 1858, only had one officer at the time. Well, now it's grown to nearly 200.
We've seen many changes in tactics, methods, weapons, procedures, philosophies, and technologies, all focused on how officers are able to perform their duties and improving public safety. We have been a leader in the law enforcement community and a force for innovation for many years. Tonight, we gather to celebrate our efforts to research, restore, and display our history and the journey we have taken.
There had been a small memorial to the city's fallen officers in the lobby, but Chief Art Howell said he wanted something better after a visit to the police memorial in Washington. The ribbon cutting also involving the son of a slain officer, John Anderson, lost his life in the line of duty back in the 1930s. There was also a proclamation from Mayor Dicker to honor former police chief Richard Paulzine, who passed away in January. honoring him for his leadership and for bringing community-oriented policing to the city of Racine. The Racine County Economic Development Corporation celebrating its 34th anniversary at the Racine Architect Hotel and Conference Center. President Greg Barron noted the initial partnership concept to bridge the gap between business and government, which he said still works quite well today.
This partnership philosophy has served RCEDC well for 34 years, and I believe it will be the foundation of our success for many years to come.
The Sam Johnson Volunteer of the Year Award going to Tri-City National Bank Vice President John Keyes.
I am humbled. I'm appreciative. I love Racine County. I'm a Racine County native. And I can tell by talking and knowing so many of you fine people, Racine County is in great hands. Thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart.
The Business Development Award to DeBac Farms Business Park, the project along the interstate in Caledonia. The Grind Cafe, started by Steve and Lisa Novak and the Taylor Avenue Workforce Solutions Center, getting the Workforce Solutions Award. Snap-on Incorporated's acquired UK-based Norbar Torque Tools holding for $72 million, third acquisition for the Kenosha-based company in the past year. Norbar's annual revenue is about $41 million. This will be integrated with Snap-on's commercial and industrial group. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave is going to be a part of next week's five-day training session at FEMA's Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland, one of 71 participants.
What we need to do and refine is, you know, what happens in an emergency in the county, a train derailment, a massive tornado, you know, what do we do, where do we go, how do we handle the media, how do we, more importantly, inform citizens who are indirectly or directly affected by this, and how do we evacuate? How do we work with the Red Cross? All these things.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, Delagrave noted that disaster response includes coordinated efforts, and this should prove beneficial in different ways. Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says the main goal of this trip, education.
Those that are going out will learn things like situational awareness and developing a common operating picture. We're going to look at a whole community perspective to planning and response. We'll delve into how to use social media to get your message out there. And then we're going to look at things like the incident command system and how it would interface with an emergency operations center if we had a large event.
Says all the participants could be involved in a response to a real disaster at some point. Now, this is the second time Racine County has sent a delegation to the Emergency Management Institute. Back in 1998, the group numbered 77 from similar backgrounds. They received a similar training for a tornado disaster scenario. Four members of that group next week are going back again, including Burlington Mayor Jeannie Hefty. Joining the Racine County contingent, newly installed Kenosha County Emergency Management Director Horace Staples. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.